right, so let's just do a little test, you know. Everyone who's standing up, do you guys have an idea of how many friends you're connected to, you think? All right, well, let's start here. Give me an idea of the number of friends you think you're connected to.
On Facebook?
Yeah. 2,000 Facebook friends. Awesome. Woo! Would I want her as a referral partner? Heck yeah. Okay, thank you. You can sit down. That's awesome. All right, next. 1,700. Would you want her as a referral partner? Absolutely. Okay. Holy cow. 3,000. That's amazing. Okay, thank you. If you're down to 300, it's okay. If you can reach 300 of your friends with one post to refer me, I'll take it. That would be awesome. 400 friends. Awesome. Cool. And let me ask you, those 400 friends, what's their like demographics? Do you think or geographics, I should say. Are most of them where you live? Mm-hmm. Like what percentage would you say right where you live? Okay, so this is cool. Because sometimes a person who's got like 4,000 friends, sometimes, like me, okay, I'll show you my friend count in a moment. I can tell you that I might have maybe 20 people of all my friends that live right there in my local city. So if you're a local service provider, do you want me as a referral source? Or would you like her as a referral source? That's right, because I do business locally. She's got 400 friends that are, you know, or at least, 350 friends that are local. Me, I got a lot, but I only got like 20 for local friends. All right, thank you. Next. About 400. And would you think that most of them are local?
Yeah, I do that on purpose.
Oh, do you? Why? Right. But you said that you do what on purpose? That you have local friends?
Yeah, I choose them in the local area on purpose, so in case they want to use my services, and they know who I am.
Ah, okay. So we're going to talk a lot about this today because she uses Facebook strategically. So it's not so much, I'm friends with everybody, which that's not bad either. But she's chosen specific people to be friends with. We'll talk a lot more about that. Okay. 700 friends. What percentage of those are local?
Probably 60-70%.
Really? Dang, dude. You got a lot of local friends, man. That's awesome. All right, thank you. All right, give these guys a hand. All right, I hope you can see the power of where we're going to go today. All right? Because we are living in a socially connected world today. More than ever before. That's obvious. In fact, I'm going to say something totally politically incorrect. All right? This is so unpolitically correct that I might get kicked out. Everyone complains about Obama. I'm not a Democrat. I'm actually a super right-wing Republican. But everyone complains about Obama. Obama this, Obama that, and it's his fault for everything, right? Okay. Shame on you, huh? Anyways, do you know why that is? Okay. If Bill Clinton was living during this time and he was president right now, he would be getting the same thrashing that Obama would be. So you're always going to find something wrong with our president, right? But why? Why today? Social media. Think about it. Back then, we didn't have ways for all our friends to know all our political opinions. Right? Think about this for a moment. Social media is the cause of a whole lot of all this political nastiness that's going on. It's not